Good morning. It's a pleasure to see each of you here this morning. I'm glad some of our kiddos are back, and I want the other kiddos back as well, so we want them to get well. So, this morning we want to talk about the fact that the Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. And that's Psalms 145 and verse 18. So, let's get started this morning with our thoughts. The Lord is near, and that's the truth of the matter. There are several places and things that we might talk about. For example, Revelation chapter 1, verse 13, Jesus is amongst the lampstands, In verse 20, Jesus lets us know that the lampstands are the churches. So this morning, Jesus is here with us. He is near to each one of us. So in Philippians 4 and verse 5, we see the words, "Be gentle to all men. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand," or "the Lord is near." And then Psalm 34 and verse 18, we get these words, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and helps those crushed in spirit." So we have a lot of examples in the Bible wherein it shows that the Lord is right near next to us. And I really, truly appreciate that. Acts 17, verse 28, "In Him we live and move, exist, and have our very being." So I've also read that the Lord is as near as our next breath. So that's a good thought. The Lord is near as our breath. We go on, though, it talks about the fact that the Lord is near when we are saved. If you take a look at Romans chapter 10, please. Romans, the 10th chapter, we'll do just a bit of reading there. Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 9. Romans 10 and verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, that's important, with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in Him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches to all who call on Him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so I suspect that each of you here, each of you adults that are here this morning, have called upon the name of the Lord. You have called upon Him for salvation. You confess that Jesus is His Son, and you believe that with all of your heart. It's difficult to confess anything unless you believe it, unless you believe it in your heart. You know, as it speaks of the heart, the heart, the emotional part of man, it's also the mental part of man, the soul or the spirit of man. And so when it says that if you believe with all your heart, that is if you believe with all of your soul, if you believe with all of your existence, if you believe that everything that goes on deep inside your brain, your mind, is the spirit of a man. So when we are saved, the Lord God is near to us. Now, wait a minute, Garland. There's nothing here about baptism. Well, you know, it doesn't say that everything that we need to know about salvation is within this passage. But I think the point is clear that when we do confess and when we do believe that God is the one who raised Jesus from the dead, then we will be saved because we will do what it is that the Lord would want us to do, such as in baptism. Well, let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2. As Paul writes his greeting to the church at Corinth, he says this, "To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours." There are many congregations of the Lord's people all over the world. They are worshiping this first day of the week, as they should, according to what the scriptures are saying. But we understand that we call on the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. We call upon him as our advocate when we sin and repent and confess our sins before God. We call upon the Lord often, every day. When we make a prayer, we thank God for our food. You're also thanking Jesus. You're also thanking the Holy Spirit. And as you voice that prayer for that food, God is right there with you. God is near you, listening to the things that you say within that prayer. But you know, one of the things that we must confess is the fact that when we handle sin, the Lord is near as well. So if you turn to James chapter 4, beginning in verse 8, James chapter 4 and verse 8, James 4 and verse 8, Scripture has this: draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Now how are you going to do that? Is there something about this building where God just sits like above a mercy seat, like in the old temple? Well, no. You can't physically get near to God, although in his omnipresence, he is everywhere all at the same time, so he's around everybody, but particularly his children. And it says that if you want to draw near to God, here's how you do it. You need to cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now, the double-minded is a person who has faith and still has doubts. And so if you have doubts, that's not going to be so good for you if you want the Lord to be near you. If you are in sin, the Lord is not going to be near you. Isaiah 59 in verse 2, that sin turns the face of our Lord against us. And so we understand that when we are in a sinful state, that the Lord is not so close to us as we might hope. But we want that relationship. We want to come back to Jesus. We want to be as close to the Lord as possible. So we draw near to him by purifying our hearts, purifying our spirits, you know, because I've already made the statement, the mind, the soul, the spirit, the heart, all of that is connected together into what is called the spirit, the soul of man. I want Jesus near me because I need to call upon him. I need to talk to him. I need to visit with him. I need to tell him about the things that are going on in my life. I need to tell him about the things that are profoundly worrying me, that cause me anxiousness. And I need to talk to him about my marriage. I need to talk to him about this church. I need to talk to him about people around me. I need to talk to him about every individual in this congregation. I need to talk to Jesus about my physical life as well. So, when we handle our sin, that's how we get close to God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you, as long as you have clean hands and pure hearts. Let's take a look at the next slide. All right, so the Lord is near. We've made that point pretty well, I think. But the Lord is near to those who call on him, or those who call upon him. It's something to say, to know that, hey, you know what? The Lord is near me. How does one call on the Lord then? Romans 10 and verse 10. We just got through reading that passage. You remember Romans 10 and verse 10? Romans 10 and verse 10, for with the heart, that is with the soul, that is with the spirit, man believes and, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So you've got to be able to call on the Lord with your heart, with your soul, with your spirit. If you take a look at Acts 7 and verse 59, Acts 7 and verse 59, Acts chapter 7 and verse 59. Stephen has just given his discourse to the higher council of the Jewish people. and he stirs them up radically. He tells them the truth, that they are stiff-necked people, and that they will not do the will of the Lord. And so at this, these guys get really upset with Stephen, and they take him outside the city and begin to stone him. But I want you to notice in verse 59, Acts 7 and verse 59, this. They went on stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. You remember Jesus on the cross? Didn't he say the exact same thing? So, when we are in that particular situation, we can call upon the Lord and he will receive our spirit. We got to have faith, of course. If you turn over to Matthew chapter 14, Matthew chapter 14 and verse 28. This is a story that we all know and recognize. We teach it to our kids as often as possible. Jesus is walking on water, and they are afraid because they think it's a ghost. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, say, courage, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter said to him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And so Jesus said, come. And Peter gets out of the boat. And what does he do? He's walking on the water toward Jesus. Now, I don't know if he took one step or ten. I couldn't tell you. Bible doesn't say that. But he has faith enough to draw near to Jesus. Now, he gets to doubting his situation because the winds are pulling at him pretty hard. And then he starts drowning and he calls out to Jesus. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who call upon him in truth. And then our third point is obedience. Romans chapter 6, please. Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 17. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the soul, heart, spirit, to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. And what does it say about obedience? You obeyed from the heart. So that's how you call upon the Lord. You call upon him in faith. You call upon him in obedience. You call upon him in heart. Take a look at Acts 20. Well, you know Acts 22, 16. Ananias says to Paul, why do you wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. That's being obedient to the Lord. And so we have this knowledge of this situation. How do you call upon the Lord, though? Let's get this straight. It's going to take the heart. It's going to take faith. And it's going to take obedience. You got those three down? On the back of your bulletin, there's a spot for writing down points on the sermon. How do you call upon the Lord? This is important. Heart, faith, obedience. Let's take a look at the next slide. But there's a qualifier. We know that we have to call on him in faith, in heart, and in obedience. But we know that the Lord is near to us when we are his children. But the qualifier is this, when we call upon him in truth. So what does that mean? Well, emeth, that's the Hebrew word for truth, firmness, faithfulness, truth, correctly, faith, faithful, faithfully, faithfulness, honesty, lasting, really, right, security, true, truly, trustworthiness, truth, truthful, and truthfully. So let's do this. If that word means all of these things, when we call upon him in firmness of faith, when we call upon him correctly, when we call upon him faithfully, when we call upon him in honesty, when we call upon him in security, when we call upon Him in His trustworthiness, when we call upon Him truthfully. All of the things that we've been taking a look at this morning, these all help us to call upon the name of the Lord in the way that God wants us to call. If you take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. In verse 16, 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 16. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God said, I will dwell in them. Did you know Jesus dwells in you? God the Father dwells in you. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. And walk among them. And so God, Jesus, is walking among us right now as we have this worship service. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Beginning in verses 5 and 6. If you are cleansed, if you are pure, if you are sanctified, if you call upon Him out of faith, obedience, and heart, then you will call upon the Lord correctly. And we have this to help us out throughout the days. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For He Himself has said, now listen to these words, because this is the point that we're making this morning. I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? The Lord is near to all who call upon Him. To all who call upon him in truth. It's a great Bible verse, Psalm 145 and verse 18, one that we can take to heart, we can take it into our spirit, and certainly live with it throughout the days of our lives. Now friends, if there's someone this morning that needs to be baptized, if you've been thinking about it, you think it's time, you think it's time right now to be baptized, if you need to repent, if you need to confess that there's sin in your life, we ask that you please